So figuring out who is addicted to nicotine may be easier than tracking telltale behaviors indicating obesity. Just watch who buys cigarettes, right? Once you know who smokes, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 45.3 million people do, then breaking the addiction is among the most difficult of medical interventions. And over the next few weeks, we plan to look at how communities around the nation are confronting the public health issue of smoking and its consequences these days. But in Eugene, Oregon, they may have a powerful and completely unique idea. They're literally paying pregnant women to quit smoking beginning this July. Christian Foden-Wenzel has been covering the story for Oregon Public Broadcasting. He joins us from the studios in Portland. Christian, welcome.
Hi.
So what's going on in Eugene? How much are they paying? And I guess they believe this will be successful. Any data?
Yeah, well, they've looked at past studies that have looked at kids being paid to improve their grades and things like that, but they haven't actually tried this idea before. And what they do is, you know, a woman gets pregnant, comes into the doctor, yeah, hey, I'm pregnant, and they say, okay, well, pee in a cup, and they're going to test for sugar and protein and things like that that they normally test for in pregnancy, but also for nicotine. Now, if she's positive for nicotine, they say, do you want to take part in this test? And she says yes. And so she comes back for the 16th week that she's pregnant. And if she pees in a cup again, and if she is given up, then she gets a $20 gift certificate. And then at, I think it's 36 weeks, she gets $30, then $50. And then after 6 weeks after pregnancy, if she's still not smoking, then she gets $100. And so that's $200 all told. And it's a gift certificate. So she can go down to like a big grocery store and she can buy whatever she wants, except for, I think, tobacco, obviously, and firearms and alcohol. They're working out the last details. But everything else is fair game.
And this is all affiliated with a particular community health plan, the Trillium Community Health Plan, which I guess is a way of financing your own baby shower by quitting smoking. Here's Dr. Holly Jo Hodges.
In Lane County, a recent chart review at one of our clinics showed that up to 40% of women of childbearing age on the Oregon Health Plan smoke cigarettes, and that 32% of them continued to smoke while they were pregnant. It results in 5% of fetal deaths, up to 10% of preterm deliveries, and up to 30% of low birth weight babies.
So right there, you see the economic incentive for the health plan and the public health incentive to improve prenatal health for mothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is a new idea. Basically, in Oregon, we've got this. We've been given about $2 billion by the feds to try new ideas to improve health. And so they turned these people at Trillium turned basically to their patients and said, "Hey, how can we work this out and talk to doctors too?" And they said, "You know what? Incentives. It comes down to cold hard cash. If you want to give us money, then maybe we can get people to give up smoking." So it turns to that kind of, how do you get people to do things? Well, we've been doing it for years. We've been giving them money. So try that out.
Well, of course, people love money, but even some of the patients have an idea of how difficult this will be. Listen.
I don't know if it would work. I've tried to give up smoking. It's really hard. 4-year-old and then trying to find a place to move to, and just stress of being pregnant, too.
So tell me a little bit about that young mom.
Yeah, her name's Holly Puzio, and she's 36 weeks. So I spoke to her a couple of days ago, and she's obviously ready to give birth. She may have given birth since I talked to her. But she admits she still smokes. She says she smokes at home when nobody else can see her. She doesn't spark up outside because she's embarrassed, obviously. She says she's tried, and she just can't manage to do it. She knows all the facts and figures. And like I said, I asked her, well, what if somebody gave you some money? And she said, well, you know, she'd try it, but she wasn't sure it was going to work. She'd obviously had some real troubles trying to give up. So,
and of course, this starts in July, so she wasn't eligible because the program hasn't begun yet, but she would definitely
Correct.
Be in the target population, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I saw, you may have taped from somebody else who I spoke to. Now, she was pregnant 17 years ago, so it was a while ago. But she had a funny story because she smoked, but about 10 a day. So she was smoking at work. It was a fabric store. And then her parents didn't know she smoked, so that wasn't hard. And then giving up at the fabric store, everybody backed her up and helped her do that. But then the hard part was smoking on the way back home in the car when nobody could see her. So that was kind of interesting.
So money plus social support, then you can have a public health impact. Christian Foden-Wenzel, thanks so much.